While Senator McCain is in Baghdad, many other presidential hopefuls are out campaigning in the early contest states. The big Democratic headliners are in Iowa, the Clintons and Barack Obama, so are Republicans Romney and Brownback. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is up in New Hampshire, and we found him in Merrimack. Governor, are you doing a lot of parading this 4th, I gather?
Yes, I'm on my third parade, and it's fantastic. We've done parades, a lot of handshaking, a lot of July 4th celebrations, great atmosphere, wonderful weather, but mainly handshaking, and that's how I'm campaigning, grassrooting myself through New Hampshire.
How many times have you said today, "Hi, I'm Bill Richardson"?
A couple of thousand times. And then last night we had a parade at midnight. You know, New Hampshire always wants to be first, so they had the first July parade in a town called Greenville, New Hampshire, and they ring a bunch of pots to celebrate independence. But, you know, New Hampshire's retail politics, presidential politics, shouldn't just be who raises the most money, who's the biggest celebrity. People want to see you. They want to touch you. They want to shake your hand. They want to ask you questions. And, you know, when you're shaking hands and saying, "I'm Bill Richardson," they'll say, "By the way, how do you feel about the war in Iraq or health care? What are you going to do about health care? What are you going to do about immigration?" So
you actually get to have those, even on July 4th, you get to have conversations about health care or dealing with the North Korean nukes or something? Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's pretty hard when you're trying to march in a parade and someone asks your position on global warming. You don't want to forget them, but you got to keep marching on or the parade will leave you behind. But you got to just show that you're ready to engage and talk, and you know, you sweat a little bit and your hand gets a little pain because you're shaking so many hands. But that's what I love to do, and that's how somebody like myself gets known in New Hampshire, because I don't have the resources some of the other candidates have. But they like the positive message that I bring, which is basically that I can bring this country together, the most qualified candidate, foreign policy, energy, governor. But we still got 6 months to go, but there's nothing like fun on a July 4th parade and shaking hands. I'm about to get ready to do my next one.
I see. Just before you go, I gather tomorrow you're about to make a historic visit to Marlow, New Hampshire.
Well, that's right. This little town has never had a presidential candidate come. It's a town of about a couple of hundred people, and they made a big thing out of it, which caused my people to say, well, this is an opportunity, so I'm going to go to Marlow, and hopefully in the primary I'll be the candidate that wins Marlow, because I'm the only one that's been there. But this is the way New Hampshire is. They want to see you. They want to touch you.
Just one last question before I let you go. When you're campaigning like this, on a holiday in particular, do you find that you have to sort of eat out of courtesy, and how do you watch what you're taking in there when you're out?
Well, no, you've got to be very careful, because everyone shoves food, and, you know, I got a little weight problem, so I got to be careful. You gotta go with the flow. After all, it's about getting votes, and I'm trying to get votes here in New Hampshire.
Okay. Well, Democratic Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We did find another presidential candidate in New Hampshire today. In fact, in the very same town, waiting for the very same 4th of July parade to begin, a Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California. Congressman Hunter, how's it going today?
Hey, it's going great, and we're here in Merrimack and getting ready to go up the street. It's an All-American Day and an All-American Parade, and a great time to reflect on freedom and the folks that fought to give us that freedom.
And how many times have you said, "Hi, I'm Duncan Hunter," today?
Oh, you know, I try to meet a couple thousand people a day, so probably a couple thousand times.
Well, how much actual discussion of what the presidential race is about, how much can you get into a day like the 4th of July when you're shaking hands with people all the time?
Well, you try to pass out your literature, your brochures that talk about issues. Mine are a strong national defense, enforceable border. I built that border fence in San Diego and wrote the law that takes it across the Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas border areas. And also bringing back high-paying manufacturing jobs to this country that we've pushed offshore with bad trade deals.
And you think that's what people in New Hampshire want to hear about today, or would they just rather have another hot dog?
Well, I think there's a lot of people want to know. They want some depth. Others are just glad to see that you're there. And so when you're going down a parade route, you meet folks that have that go all the way from wanting to sit down and talk to you, which of course you can't do because you have to keep moving, to folks who just want to know that you're there and they're glad that you arrived.
Well, from what you've learned about doing this so far, what is your guidance to the candidate working New Hampshire on the 4th of July?
See lots of people, keep moving, and drink lots of water.
Okay. Well, Congressman Hunter, thank you very much for talking with us.
Hey, thank you. And if there's any folks listening from Iraq and Afghanistan, my son is out there, is in Afghanistan right now as a U.S. Marine. Thanks to everybody wearing the uniform for giving us the freedom to be able to celebrate this 4th of July.
Thank you. Duncan Hunter, Republican congressman from California, and one of the two candidates, the other one is Democrat Bill Richardson, who were working the 4th of July parade in Merrimack, New Hampshire this afternoon.